Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Today, we begin Holy Week, the most important week in the history of the world. So we can't just live this like another week. We can't go back to business as usual, Monday through Friday, and then just return again on Good Friday. We're meant to walk with Jesus step by step through this whole week, from his entrance into Jerusalem, his teaching in the temple, to the upper room, to Gethsemane, to Calvary, and finally to the silence of Holy Saturday. If we stay with him through the week, then Easter will not just be another feast day. It will be a deeper personal encounter with the love by which he saved us. So let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our first mystery. Palm Sunday begins with a dramatic scene. Jesus stands on the Mount of Olives, overlooking Jerusalem. Below him lies the holy city, the temple shining in the sun, the crowds gathering for Passover. And then something unusual happens. Jesus mounts a donkey and begins riding down the long slope toward Jerusalem. As he descends the hill, the crowd spreads their cloaks on the road and cries out, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord." But why would simply riding a donkey into Jerusalem provoke such an extraordinary response? Because for the people of Israel, this action had royal meaning. When Solomon was publicly proclaimed heir to David's throne, he was placed on King David's own mule and brought to Gihon to be anointed king. And later, when Jehu was proclaimed king, the people spread their garments beneath him as a sign of homage. So, when Jesus rode into Jerusalem on a donkey, while the people spread their cloaks before him, the meaning was unmistakable. Jesus was publicly revealing himself as the King of Israel. And in doing so, he fulfilled the prophecy of Zechariah. "Behold, your King comes to you. Triumphant and victorious is he, humble and riding on a donkey." And that's precisely why the people cry out, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." They knew what this meant. The king had come. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second mystery. Halfway down the Mount of Olives, Jesus stopped, and there he wept over Jerusalem, saying, "If you, in your turn, had only understood this day the message of peace, but alas, it is hidden from your eyes. Yes, a time is coming when your enemies will raise fortifications all around you, when they will encircle you and hem you in on every side, and they will dash you and your children inside your walls to the ground. They will not leave one stone standing upon another, and all because you did not recognize your opportunity when God offered it." Jesus came, inviting the Jews to conversion and faith. Many did, but many did not, and they continued on their path of sin, and the Jewish rejected the Messiah. 40 years later, just as Jesus foretold, the Romans came and destroyed Jerusalem, leaving not one stone standing on another. From Ash Wednesday to today, Jesus has been inviting us to a deeper conversion, a radical change of life. Are we? Will we? 1 year ago, Our Lady came and renewed her call for our conversion at Medjugorje, saying, "Dear children, in this time of grace, when you are called to conversion, I am encouraging you, little children. Offer me your prayer, sufferings, and tears for the conversion of hearts that are far from the heart of my Son Jesus. Pray with me, because, little children, without God, you do not have a future or eternal life. I love you, but I cannot help you without you. Therefore, say yes to God." Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third mystery. Immediately upon entering Jerusalem, Jesus went into the temple and drove out those buying and selling. He overturned the tables of the money changers and would not allow anyone to carry goods through the temple. On the surface, this scene appears to be a condemnation of turning the temple into a marketplace. But we need to listen carefully to the reason Jesus himself gives. When the Jewish leaders confronted him, he explained his actions by quoting two prophecies. Isaiah 56, verse 7, "My house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations," and Jeremiah 7, verse 11, "But you have made it a den of robbers." The temple was meant to be the place where all nations could come to know and worship the true God. But in practice, the temple excluded the Gentiles. Its structure was a series of increasingly restricted courts. Only certain groups could come closer to the sanctuary, and Gentiles were confined to the outermost area. A warning inscription even stood at the inner barrier. "No Gentile may enter here. Whoever is caught will be responsible for his own death." Pope Benedict XVI explains that Jesus came to bring God to all people, not only to Israel. Therefore, the barriers that prevented the nations from approaching God had to be removed, and a new form of worship had to begin. One that would be open to everyone. As Benedict writes, according to his own testimony, this fundamental purpose lies behind the cleansing of the temple, to remove whatever obstacles there may be to the common recognition and worship of God. And by quoting Jeremiah's warning about the temple, Jesus was also indicating something deeper. The The time of the old temple was coming to an end. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth mystery. Because true worship of God always involves sacrifice, the temple in Jerusalem was the only place in the Old Covenant where the sacrifices could be offered. Synagogues were places of prayer, teaching, and gathering, but sacrifice could only take place in the temple. So all of the sacrifices of the temple pointed forward to the one perfect sacrifice of Jesus on the cross. And when Jesus offered that sacrifice, he completed all the sacrifices of the Old Testament. And this one sacrifice of Christ is now made present to us in the holy sacrifice of the Mass. Jesus himself foretold this when he said, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." He was speaking, of course, of the temple of his body. The true temple is no longer a building in Jerusalem. Jesus himself is the temple. His body is the temple, and his body is made present to us in the Eucharist so that we can become the temple of God. Pope Benedict explains it this way: the era of the temple is over. A new worship is being introduced in a temple not built by human hands. This temple is the body of Jesus, the risen one, who gathers the people and unites them in the sacrament of his body and blood. He himself is the new temple of humanity. The crucifixion of Jesus is at the same time the destruction of the old temple. With his resurrection, a new way of worshiping God begins, no longer on the mountain in Jerusalem, but in spirit and truth. Through the Mass, the sacrifice of Christ is made present everywhere in the world, so that people from every nation can worship the Father and truly make his house a house of prayer for all nations. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth mystery, Jesus entered Jerusalem as the king, but he does not force anyone to accept his reign. He leaves us free. He shows us the path to happiness and holiness. He comes to dwell within us, to give us the power to do what we cannot on our own. And yet, so often, I forget. Instead of letting Jesus reign in my life, I fall back into trying to manage everything with my own weak and anxious power. Palm Sunday places a simple question before each of us. Who will be the king of my life, Jesus or me? And so today we pray, Lord, I surrender to you. Reign in my mind, in my emotions, in my choices. Help me to trust your presence, rely on your grace, and live by the power of your Spirit. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael, the Archangel,
defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil.
May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So what strikes you about Palm Sunday, or what took place on Palm Sunday?
It's always good for me around Lent to reframe, because it's so easy to think of Lent as, or even Easter, as something that always was going to happen, always made sense. It was just a given. We take it for granted that we've always had access to the Mass, to this sacrifice, to this redemption, to eternal life, and all of these things. But imagining it from that perspective of, like you said, what it meant to those people to declare him king in that moment, king in their hearts, to acknowledge what he came to do and the sacrifice he's building up to, and also to acknowledge that before the Gentiles, it wasn't like those were the unconverted, like they were standing outside because they didn't want to go in. There is no option. There's no freedom. There's no choice. You didn't even have a choice of what kings you served. It's just whoever you're born under the service of. You don't get to really switch. There's not the same kind of immigration or choice, or you just serve who you serve. And you get what you get, and you're born into what you're born into. And Christ actually offers a kind of freedom that we can't fathom, because we've never had the opposite of it.
Yeah.
We can kind of understand a convert's experience of not being able to fully participate in the Mass and receive Eucharist, but they had the choice to make that transition. Could you imagine a world in which you are either born a Catholic or you never can be?
Yeah. You know, it's always striking. Whenever we go to Jerusalem, we go to the Israel Museum. And in the museum, there's a piece of that sign from the time of Jesus that said, if you're Gentile and you walk beyond this point, we'll kill you.
Yeah.
And so think about that. You're Gentile. You can't go in close to the temple. Then Jesus comes. He proclaims, that's all over. My body is the temple, and now my body is going to come into you through the Eucharist, and you become the temple.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
I'm just stunned. That's the perspective, or like that's the understanding. That's the impact we should have thinking about Easter. Yeah. But it's just so easy to think, well, Easter Mass is what we go to during this season. It ends Lent. It's my obligation. I'm going to go to this. And that says I'm Catholic. I'm done.
Yeah.
But this is an entirely different mindset to enter Easter with. Actually knowing what changed at Easter.
That's the right way to enter Holy Week.
So thank you.
Thank Pope Benedict. Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.